This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And our hearts have been heavy quite a bit this Ramadan. SubhanAllah, I can't think of a Ramadan in the past where we had so many attacks. I remember a few years ago when Gaza was under siege, and it remains under siege, but the bombings in Gaza were regular throughout the month of Ramadan, and that Ramadan was, and us being in a bind with that almost immediately once Ramadan started, and then the attacks start around the world. And then at the end of Ramadan, Medina, out of all places, a city that brings all of us so much joy and so much peace, a place that is the home of every believer. SubhanAllah, when you go to Medina, you feel like it's home, even if it's your first time there. We have a natural addiction to that city due to the dua of the one that is beloved to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no city on earth that I can think of that brings more peace and tranquility than that city. And many of us have been around, you know, and traveled and been to nice vacation spots and things of that sort, but there's nothing like Medina. There's a different type of joy, a different type of tranquility that descends into our hearts when we go to Medina. And subhanAllah, with this attack today, though we are thankful to Allah, we're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. It could have been a lot worse. We're thankful to Allah for that. But another piece of our joy and tranquility has been taken away from us. And of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-amn, is the feeling of security and the feeling of safety. It's probably one of the most important, if not the most important blessing in our lives. When you look at the hierarchy of needs, having that feeling of safety, not feeling threatened every moment of your life, is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we're seeing in these times, subhanAllah, is that the places that you would have expected, and the times that you would have expected to have no fear whatsoever, suddenly are places where you have to fear. So those young children that were doing their Eid shopping in Iraq, suddenly that's a place where you've got to wonder. The airports, subhanAllah, Istanbul, many people, including in my own Hajj group, will go through Turkey, will go through Istanbul. And suddenly, you have to look over your shoulder when you're in an airport. And then suddenly, subhanAllah, going to the masjid in North America, out of all places, a place where we've all felt a great feeling of safety. And it seemed like, as a community, we were invincible. In the sense, not from the Islamophobia, but that we always counted on people's, you know, on people's better sense to overcome the orchestrated hatred against our community. But suddenly, subhanAllah, a brother on his way to Fajr, a person in front of a masjid, young people that are giving out boxes and they're beaten. Suddenly, even that's taken away. Now, what's the point of all this? Is it to instill a sense of despair? Well, first and foremost, let's make one thing very clear. The sanctity of human life is greater than the sanctity of Medina and greater than the sanctity of the Kaaba itself. That's not a statement of blasphemy, that's a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when one innocent person is killed, it is greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of a crime than if the Kaaba itself was to be attacked. But there is something sentimental about our attachment to those places, and that those types of things could take place in those, even in those areas. So first and foremost, recognize that there have been times like this in the past, and we still got to where we are today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect His Haramain. Allah will protect Mecca, and Allah will protect Medina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard Masjid al-Aqsa. Even as we see those vicious episodes that we see in Masjid al-Aqsa, there were times that were worse than that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately protected it. So we know that the end of this is the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The end of it is Nusra. But until when? And what about now? What about us in the meantime? There are three advices that I want to give each and every single one of us, inshallah ta'ala, as we see what's taking place around the world. Number one, it's not a time to become paranoid. The point of all of this, that you have to look over your shoulder and you've got to worry when you're in front of the masjid now, you've got to worry about some bigot, you know, that belongs to the KKK, because suddenly that's a thing now in America. White supremacy is a serious thing in America. It never went away, but it's manifesting its ugliest head right now. Suddenly we got to worry about that, and suddenly we got to worry about the Khawarij of our time, Daesh. the dogs of hellfire, subhanAllah, that don't leave anything off limits. Suddenly we got to worry about this. The point is not to be paranoid. Vigilant? Yes, we should be vigilant. Smart? Yes, we should be smart. But from a spiritual perspective, connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you don't know what moment is going to go from being a joyous moment to be always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of being paranoid, stay connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognize the preciousness of life, the preciousness of those joyous moments, the preciousness of those moments of peace and sanctity and ibadah, because that could be taken away from you. Just this, what we have here right now, this being able to come to this masjid and pray tarawih and being able to sit with one another and spend the night here and not have to worry about drones and not have to worry about many of the things that other Muslims around the world have to worry about. Wallahi, it's a great blessing of Allah. This right here is an incredible ni'mah that we have to be thankful for. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ And that's number two. Be grateful for the blessings that you have in your life because Allah will increase you if you are grateful. So literally, this right here is something to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. This right here is something to say Alhamdulillah for. Because as dangerous as it suddenly might seem for us here in North America, the fact of the matter is that it is 40, 50, 60 times more dangerous than most other parts of the world. So this is something to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, actively thank Allah for, and we are actively to use the ni'mah that's been provided to us for that which is good. Number three, the importance of us to clarify the message of Allah and the message of the Prophet ﷺ. Believe it or not, there are people dumb enough to believe that an Islamic state could attack the second holiest place in Islam. There are people that are dumb enough or ignorant enough to still believe that that's still Islam or radical Islam and we got to call it what it is. There are people that are that ignorant. And we have to clarify the beauty of this message. And some of you might be thinking, well, it's not our problem. And you know, there are other attacks. And yes, you know what? We need to still speak up. You know, ISIS is a symptom. Daesh is a symptom. These Khawarij are a symptom. There is an environment of destabilization that was created, which gave birth to these types of groups. So let's not shy away from speaking the truth. Let's not stop speaking the truth about the drone strikes and about the destabilization and the colonization of the Muslim world. Let's not be quiet about that. Let's not pretend that all that didn't happen and ISIS rose out of a healthy environment in the Muslim world. We've got to talk about facts. And we've got to talk about the continuous drone strikes and the continuing killing of innocent people and destabilization that takes place in an ethical, civilized way. We still have to challenge that. We can't run away from that and pretend that that's not a problem. ISIS is a symptom. ISIS is a symptom. Daesh is a symptom. But you know what makes this particular nastiness of Daesh and extremism that's done in our name uglier and even more disgraceful? Is that it seeks to turn people away from our deen. And it makes our deen look ugly to people. And the Prophet ﷺ cared about that. He cared about that. He did care about perception. Let's not say that the Prophet ﷺ didn't care what people think about Islam. He did care what people think about Islam. Remember Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, a man that would have been, it was justified to kill Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul for the things that he was doing. He was actively committing treason in Medina. But the Prophet ﷺ said, leave him. Leave him. I don't want people to say that Muhammad ﷺ used to kill his companions. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ cared about perception. He cared about what this deen is like in its presentation. That people do not conflate this religion with the ugly elements that are inserted into it. He cared about that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it means something to us that these khawarij, these dogs of hellfire, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I lived to see them, then I would kill them and I would fight them. That these dogs of hellfire make our deen look ugly, that matters. That matters. And it means we need to step up our game to not let them claim Islam. To not let them obscure the vision of good people so that they can't see what our religion really stands for. That means each one of us has to step up our efforts. Each one of us has to do a better job, not letting them claim, not just the pulpit. You know, it's one thing for them to claim the representation of the religion, but we're not going to let them claim our texts. We're not going to let them turn jihad into an ugly thing. We're not going to let them turn sharia into an ugly thing. We're not going to let them turn 1400 years of history, history of Islam, rich history, the likes of which produced civilization that we still benefit from today. We're not going to let them suddenly make all of that irrelevant and suddenly throw all of that out the window. We've got to reclaim our deen. We have to reclaim our deen. That's important. That means something. So these are three things, dear brothers and sisters, I want us to really take as a renewed sense of vigilance inside of us. Connect yourselves to Allah. Reclaim your religion. Reclaim your deen. Not because it's fair what ISIS is doing, and it's fair for people to conflate that with the deen. But at the same time, we have a responsibility, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the ball in our courts as well. There's probably no other group of people, because with this ni'mah of safety, we also have the ability to teach and to educate about our religion. So there is no blessing greater to us than our amn. After our iman, our amn, our safety and our security. Let's use it for that which is good, inshaAllah ta'ala. And at the same time, continue to challenge the environments and the conditions that create these disgusting and disgraceful groups in our Muslim world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And we ask Allah to protect us from their evil. And we ask Allah to destroy them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove them from the face of the earth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all manifestations of the Khawarij from the face of the earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid this ummah of extremism, to rid this ummah of those that wish it harm externally or internally, to rid the world of oppressors and dictators. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the innocent and protect the oppressed all over the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be carriers of islah and reformation and peace, to make us people that have realized peace inside of themselves and that carry peace in the societies that are around them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people that live Islam and that preach it in its proper way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the ni'mah that He's given to us of living in this safety that we have today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves that ni'mah for us, protects our families, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be voices that will stop other people from having their safety compromised around the world. We ask Allah that as we have this ni'mah that He's given us in this country, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us and embolden us and guide us to be able to spread that ni'mah to other countries as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stabilize the Muslim world. We ask Allah to put back in it peace and return it to its days of glory. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to allow us to be consumed by the fitna that is around us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our best moments the last of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this Ramadan from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us qawl al-haq, to grant us the ability to speak the truth in hardship and in ease, in anger and in happiness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those that are never, ever led by their desires or led by their fears, but instead a people that are led by their taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that they do. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathira.